You know, the Bible refers to Christianity in many different ways. In fact, we find many methods used in Scripture alone to tell us about Christianity and the kingdom, the church, as we know it to be. Jesus compared the kingdom of heaven to many different things throughout his teachings here in Scripture. He compared the church to things such as the mustard seed, leaven. He compared it to the pearl of great price, maybe a net, if you will, for fishing purposes. The talents, which of course was a monetary unit that was used in those days. It was a measure of weight, not so much a coin, but a measure of weight. He talked about the hidden treasure, that the church was like a hidden treasure. And the list just goes on and on and on. The ways that Jesus talked about the kingdom and about religion. Tonight I want to make a comparison of Christianity, and I'm going to use something totally different than what Jesus would have used in his teachings, because I doubt that what I'm going to talk about tonight even existed during the times of Jesus. I don't know. What I'm going to talk about is a game of horseshoes. Who in here has played horseshoes before? Just about every one of us. Now, you know, we know a lot about horseshoes. In the game of horseshoes, of course, you throw horseshoes at the stake that is driven into the ground, as you see on the screen, and it is some distance away from each other. And just like any other game, there are rules involved in playing horseshoes. Unfortunately, all rules are different. Now, what I am going to give you tonight is the rules of horseshoes that come from Antioch, Alabama. Now, and anybody know where Antioch, Alabama is? Philip does, because he goes there a lot. And my family goes, my grandparents lived in Antioch, Alabama, which was about 5 miles from where I lived in Killen, Alabama. And my granddaddy loved to play horseshoes, and he had to play by his rules. And so his object of the game was to play horseshoes according to Fred Hamner. Now, the game according to Fred Hamner is this. You throw a horseshoe at the stake, and if it goes around the stake, that's called a ringer. And it's worth 5 points. We all know what that is, don't we? If you lean your horseshoe up against the stake, that's called a leaner. And it is worth 4 points. If the horseshoe touches the stake, then you have a toucher. Are you familiar with the toucher? That's what he called it. And it is worth 3 points. And I love this next one. If your shoe is closest to the stake, it is called a closer to. Okay? That's what he called it, and that's what we had to call it, and it was worth 2 points if your horseshoe was a closer to. Now, if your opponent throws a horseshoe and covers the horseshoe that you have already put close to the stake or touched the stake or leaned against the stake or even had a ringer, your points are void, and his points take over. So that's the Antioch, Alabama way of playing horseshoes and the rules that are involved. Now, for this lesson, I want us to look at some differences and similarities between playing horseshoes and being a Christian. Now, some of you are already thinking, how in the world are you going to do that? Well, stay with me, and I will do it. Now, we need to understand one major thing in a difference between a game of horseshoes and the Christian religion. And that is, leaners, touchers, and closer twos do not count in religion. It has to be a ringer. If you are going to succeed in Christianity, you have got to have a ringer. There's also one other difference in the game of horseshoes and in Christianity. You cannot cover your friend's Christianity and nullify it. We all have the things that we do for Christ, and they cannot be undone by someone else. And so those are the rules of the game. So I thought With these rules in mind, let's talk about playing horseshoes and being a Christian, and let's look at some of the similarities and some of the differences of this. Our method in becoming a Christian has to be a ringer. Okay? Now, becoming a Christian cannot be accomplished by the leaner of faith only. Now, we're all pretty impressed when we play horseshoes and we get a leaner. That's 4 points. And that's hard to do, to get a leaner in horseshoes. Ringers are really easier than leaners. But in Christianity, the leaner of faith only is not going to get you to heaven. We also need to know that the toucher of repentance is not going to accomplish your Christianity. And we also need to know that the closer to of baptism alone will not give you salvation. It must be a ringer. It must be a ringer of all of these things combined. There must be a listening involved. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have to know it. We have to hear it. We have to understand it before we can go any farther to even get into the game. All right? The Hebrew writer tells us that not only is there a listening involved, there is faith involved as well. And he tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We also know that repentance is part of the Christian ringer. Jesus said in Luke 13 and verse 3, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Now, we also need to know that we must be willing to confess Christ, and not only as our Savior, but as the Son of the living God. And Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 22 and 23, therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. And then, of course, to complete this Christian ringer that we have to obtain salvation, we must be willing to be baptized into Christ. It is just as Peter tells us in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Repent, therefore, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All of these things must be done in order to obtain Christianity in your life. So basically, in the horseshoe game and in the Christian game, we've got to have a ringer. Our worship to God must also be a ringer. Now, again, our worship to God cannot be accomplished by a leaner of simply attending services. So many people have the idea that as long as they show up and as long as they sit here and they bow their heads during a prayer and they lift their voices in song and they drop a dollar in the plate, that they've done everything they need to do to be a Christian. Attendance is the very least, and you've heard me say this many times, attendance is the very least that you and I could ever do for God. Now, don't get me wrong. Attendance is important. It's tremendously important. In fact, it is a command. And we have that command in Hebrews chapter 25 and Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. Our worship must consist of all things that has been set up for us in the New Testament reading. Particularly in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42, it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in fellowship, in breaking of bread, and in prayers. So the leaner of attendance is just simply not enough to validate your Christianity. Being a toucher of praying only is not going to give God what he is looking for. Now, prayer is a great part of our worship. In fact, we could not worship God without it. We couldn't worship God without any of these things. Praying is how we commune with God. Now, Paul said that this is something that we need to do constantly. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. Prayer should be a constant part of our lives. Also, being a closer to of giving is not going to get you to heaven as a Christian. Now, again, so many people have the misunderstanding, as long as I throw my dollar in the plate, I have validated my Christianity. As long as I give and I make it possible for other things to do the things that I should be doing to begin with, I am still okay. We are commanded to lay by in store up on the first day of the week, as Paul says. But so many people think that's just all we have to do. And that is the devil's lie, if there ever has been one. Now, it's true that we need money to carry out the work of the church. But folks, the dollar is not always the answer. Sometimes we need to get up from our seat of do nothing and do something. The dollar's not going to get it done. In fact, our worship must be a ringer of these things and all of the things that are combined for our worship service to be pleasing to God. And leaving one out takes away that Christian ringer in our lives. Also, our life as a Christian must be a ringer. Now, this is something that cannot be accomplished by good morals. Now, is Christianity filled with good morals? Yes, it is. The Bible teaches morality. In fact, we are to provide, we are to practice good morality in our lives as children of God. They are tremendously important. The Bible teaches morality throughout its pages. But morality alone will not save you. Now, we find this out through a young man by the name of Cornelius and his household that we read of in Acts chapter 10. Beginning with verse 1, it says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, and he gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. So he's leaning, touching, and closer to him already, isn't he? Yeah. Let's continue reading. About the ninth hour of the day, I'm in verse 3, he saw clearly in a vision, an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and alms have come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea. He will tell you what you must do. Now, listen to that last part again. He will tell you what you must do. What does that mean? That means being a devout and moral man is not enough. That means giving alms is not enough. That means that all of these things that Cornelius has been doing is not enough. There is still something else for him to do. He hasn't done everything. He still has to obey the commandments of God as described by Peter in Acts 10, verse 47 and 48. You know, we continue to read this story, and we find while Peter is there and he's preaching to Cornelius and his household that the Holy Spirit comes down and fills Cornelius and his family with the Holy Spirit. They are not yet Christians. They are not yet followers of God. They have not yet obeyed the gospel of Christ, but yet the Holy Spirit has come down upon them. Well, Peter sees this and says, hey, how can we forbid water to this man and his family because the Holy Spirit has already come down upon them. And it says, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized and receive the Spirit as we have? And in verse 48, and listen to this, this is this important verse. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Remember that verse. That is a powerful verse. It's not a suggestion. It's not a do it if you want to. It is a commandment, even to those who had already received the Holy Spirit. The only way for Cornelius to get his ringer was to do everything. You know, he was almost there. He was leaning, wasn't he? Yeah. He could almost reach out and touch his salvation. He was so close to it. But it wasn't enough. He had to make a ringer. He had to go all the way. Final point. We must throw ringers till the end. My friends, we can never reach heaven, the home of the eternal soul, by being a leaner and thinking that that will do it. We can never reach heaven by simply being a toucher, just the desire of wanting to go to heaven. Some people will say, well, I'm saved and I'm going to heaven because that's where I want to go. Doesn't work that way, folks. We can never reach heaven by being a closer to, simply believing that we're going to go. We have people in the religious world today that believe God is love and God is not going to send anyone to hell. He is going to change his mind at the end and save everyone. That's not true. If it is true, the Bible is a lie from beginning to end. We must have a ringer. And we have a promise from God that if we will give him a ringer as a Christian, that heavenly home will be ours. But to obtain that ringer, we have to do all that God has instructed us. You know, we can actually learn a lot from the game of horseshoes. In horseshoes, literally, it takes ringers to win the game. And just as it takes ringers to win the game, it takes ringers to make it to heaven. Remember that you must enter the game in order to play the game. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, you haven't even entered that Christian game. It doesn't matter what you do in life because you're not a child of God. So the first thing that you do is a ringer in obedience. Hearing that word, listening to it, understanding it, having faith in it, repenting of your sins, confessing Jesus as God's Son, being buried with him in baptism for the remission of your sins. You do those things, and you've got a Christian ringer, and you are a child of God. But remember, Christian, you have to make ringers all the way through. Doing partial things, doing a little bit, and leaving some undone, it's not going to be satisfactory with God. We have to make ringers as Christians in our Christian life. So today, if you're not a child of God, enter the game. Give your life to the Lord. And today, if you are a Christian, play the game. Play it right. Play it all the way to the end, so that you can have that heavenly home when this life is over. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing this song.